Could you please all rise?
До гимну.
To the national anthem.
Otwieram uroczyste posiedzenie.
I am opening the sitting of the Senate due to the degree of Doctor Honoris Causa of the Warsaw School of Economics in Warsaw to Professor Mamoru Kaneko. Please take your seats. I am very glad to welcome all the distinguished guests who accepted our invitation to participate in the celebration, those who are here in the room and those who are participating online. I would like to welcome the representatives of the academic authorities, Professor Klaudiusz Baran, Rector of the Musical University of Frédéric Chopin, our Vice President of the Conference of the Rectors of Warsaw Universities, Professor Bartosz Molik, Rector of the Academy of Physical Education of Józef Piłsudski in Warsaw, the university which is especially close to my heart. I would also like to welcome Professor Stefan Kwiatkowski, former rector of the Academy of Special Pedagogy of Maria Grzegorzewska, and Professor Adam Budniszkowski, former rector of the Warsaw School of Economics in Warsaw. I would also like to welcome the representatives of the Council of our university and with its President Jacek Bartkiewicz. I would also like to welcome Rafał Miastowski, who is the mayor of the Mokotów district. Wiesław Kołodziejski, the president of the board of the Mazovia Credit Fund.
Participant of today's ceremony, Professor Mamoru Kaneko. Witam także dziekana.
I would also like to welcome the Dean of the College of World Economics, Professor Mariusz Pruchniak, and the promoter of the proceedings for giving the degree of Doctor Honoris Causa, Professor Jacek Prokof, Prorector for International Cooperation. And the reviewer, Professor Jacek Osiewalski. I would also like to welcome Barbara Czcińska, Madame Barbara, PhD, Director of a private higher school in Warsaw, together with the students. I am very pleased to welcome all of you who accepted the invitation to participate in this celebration, distinguished guests, employees, students, doctoral students, and all the other students of our university. Thank you very much for being here. I would like to ask the promoter of the proceedings, Professor Jacek Prokop, to present the laudation. Magnificence, members of Senate, dear professor, ladies and gentlemen, dear reviewers, Professor Mamoru Kaneko is an emeritus professor of the University of Tsukuba and Waseda in Japan. All his degrees, starting from bachelor's through master's and doctorate, were received in Tokyo Institute of Technology, where he first studied engineering and received his doctorate in computer science. Even before completing his doctorate, he became a lecturer at the University of Tsukuba, with which he has been associated with some breaks throughout his professional life. In 1982, he was a scholarship holder of the Coles Foundation at Yale University in the USA. And in 1986-89, he worked at the Department of Economics at Hitotsubashi University in Tokyo. At the end of the 1980s, as an outstanding game theorist and mathematical economist, he joined the team of the Department of Economics at Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University in the USA, where he worked formally until 1995. Then, together with his wife and two teenage sons, he decided to return to Japan. He worked at Tsukuba University until 2013 and then at Waseda University until 2020. From the beginning of his career in the 1970s, Professor Kaneko specializes in mathematical social sciences. He carries out research in games and theory on connecting economics theoretical foundations with their applications. He puts attention into applying theory for its better use. In the 90s, he started working on mathematical logic, including foundations of mathematics. This required precision, conceptual and technical, but it allowed to expand his scope in terms of social sciences. Since 1990s, he has been working on inductive game theory, but also on other projects, like, for example, a bounded rationality. Professor Kaneko, in his research, focuses on important disciplines for a given discipline. These are often difficult topics related with the fundamental questions of the discipline. The research is conducted together with a group of co-authors from various academic centers. The results he presents are a topic for discussion at conferences and seminars, from relatively small workshops to large worldwide conferences. Professor Kaneko's scientific influence also includes faculty members of the Warsaw School of Economics. Professor Mamoru Kaneko is a world-renowned game theorist. Already at the beginning of his scientific career, he noticed that the conceptual foundations of game theory were quite weak. For example, the concept of Nash equilibrium is central in game theory, but has no clear-cut basis. And this led Professor Kaneko to pose questions about foundations of game theory and economics. His research can be divided into five main areas. The first area is epistemic logic in game theory. Professor Kaneko pointed out that logical reasoning is crucial to understanding decision-making from the point of view of game theory. Knowledge of mathematical logic was essential in this analysis. Its application enabled the professor to separate symbolic expressions from their intended informational contexts. For example, people's understanding is essentially based on symbolic informational elements, while the intended content is obtained by ascribing meaning to these observations. This separation is still a subject of discussion among scholars in epistemic logic and game theory. In his research, Professor Kaneko always attached great importance to the above distinction. Therefore, he focused on the interpersonal complexity of logical reasoning. The second area of research carried out by Professor Kaneko is inductive game theory. The basic assumption of game theory is that the players of a game know the rules, so the structure of a game. Inductive game theory asks about the source and development of such knowledge and experiences of players. The theory takes three steps. In the first one, a player develops a response pattern to information without knowing the game structure. In the second stage, he constructs his understanding of the game structure by interpreting observed patterns of information, and then he uses his understanding of the situation to revise his behavioral pattern. For example, a great baseball player can predict from a speed and angle where a ball is coming without knowing the physics. This is so-called gaze heuristics, while a mediocre player cannot do that. Also, people live in a society characterized by great variety of different social aspects, and they cannot focus on a single chosen aspect. The central element of inductive game theory is to build our own understanding of the rules of the game or social situation, though our understanding may be very different from the true structure. To a large extent, understanding social situations provides good behavioral suggestions to people. However, some people modify their understanding with new experiences. The third area is theory and practice of housing markets. There were two main motives for him to undertake work in this area. One reason was mathematical constraint on an individual choice set, which is given as a mixture of discrete choice of purchasing, measured by a discrete variable, and the consumption, represented by a continuous variable. From the macro viewpoint, commodity amounts can be expressed by continuous variables, but from micro point of view, an individual household faces a discrete choice. This motivated Professor Kaneko to think about the use of a real numbers theory in game theory and the economics. The other motivation was the desire to better understand the world economics by applying this theory to the rental housing market in the Tokyo Great Metropolitan Area. in this trend in the early 1980s, Professor Kaneko published a theoretical paper, and fourth area is the bounded rationality concept. This issue naturally resulted from research in the three areas mentioned earlier. It's become crucial in his research on society and human behaviors. Professor Kaneko pointed out that bounded rationality consists of many dimensions, such as ability to reason logically, memory, ability to gather information, etc. Also, the rationality itself has a lot of aspects, out of which each of them can have infinite aspect, for example, the common knowledge aspect. The main interests of researchers go towards finite cases, but Professor Kaneko draws attention to the need to take infinity into account as a tool for understanding our reality. Rationality aspect is relevant to the inductive game theory. The case heuristic mentioned earlier requires the ability to remember precisely, while inductive game theory requires a certain logical reasoning ability. Logical reasoning is necessary for a deeper understanding of social structure and changing or improving our behaviors. With the accumulation of new experiences, our understanding of situations and our reactions to emerging events can be further refined. The general notion of bounded rationality leads us to the question on how appropriate or justified it is to apply the real number theory. The expected utility theory, which lies at the very core of game theory and economics, is based on real number theory, while no attempt has been made to justify this assumption. Professor Kaneko, in his work, introduced the limitation and creating a theory for the analogic problems to Allais paradox, and for some time now he's been working on applying it to the famous St. Petersburg paradox. The fifth area of research interest in the is the Nash social welfare function. Pursued by Nash and the concept of the federal world government. To a large extent, this area determined the direction of Professor Kaneko's academic activity. He created the Nash social welfare function theory, which from the mathematical point of view was an n-person reformulation of the Nash-Paganin solution in the form of an arrow-type social welfare function. Professor Kaneko has applied this approach to model the entire world, with the worst case being the total destruction of the globe. In this sense, it is an extension of the Hobbes theory from 1651, from an analysis of one country to the whole world. Professor Kaneko considered applications of this theory to determine how progressive and optimal income taxation scheme should be from the viewpoint of work incentives, and published the results of his research in the paper. However, he noted that global considerations require a better understanding of how real world societies and people function, and so he conducts research on the areas described above. Professor Kaneko always combines scientific work with didactics, with particular emphasis on education at the master's and doctoral level, providing scientific supervision and advice. The relationship of Professor Kaneko with our university has been going for several decades. In the last 20 years, he has visited our school several times. He gave guest lectures for students and doctoral students. During his stays, he consulted students and conducted scientific discussions with our faculty. He presented his works at conferences and seminars organized at Warsaw School of Economics. In January 2020, just before the pandemics appeared, Professor Kaneko was the main originator and co-organizer of the Polish-Japanese Scientific Conference, with the participation of scientists from Japanese universities and from Warsaw School of Economics. It was an opportunity for the employees and students of our university to develop contacts with Japanese scientists and to exchange research experiences. Several university researchers visited the University of Tsukuba and Waseda at the invitation of the professor, who often financed these stays in Japan with his grants. These were study visits or participation in seminars or conferences organized by Professor Kaneko. Professor greatly contributed to the development of contacts between our university and Japanese universities, with the University of Tsukuba, Waseda, and the University of Hitsubashi. Granting the title of Doctor Honoris Causa to Professor, the Rector, Senate, and community of our university expresses our deep appreciation for his scientific achievements and his merits for supporting the position of our university in the scientific community of Japan and the wider international forum. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Rector, for the laudation. And right now, I would like to give the floor to Professor Mariusz Próchniak, the Dean of the Collegium of World Economy, to read the diploma. Distinguished Rector, Honorable Professor, all the thesis supervisors, guests, both workers, doctoral students, as well as students of both Warsaw School of Economic, as well as of all the other universities, economic institutes, organizations, the world of business, politics, administration, as well as all the remaining guests who decided to join us today during this ceremony. As the Dean of the Collegium of World Economy, I have a great pleasure and honor to be here during this fantastic, memorable event, during which we are hereby conferring the diploma, the title of Honoris Causa, to the outstanding economist from Japan, Mr. Mamoru Kaneko. As the representative of the Collegium of World Economy, where we attach a lot of importance to all kind of comparative studies, comparative analyses internationally, I have a great pleasure to be able to contribute in this way to making the Warsaw School of Economics more international. And let me remind you that we are the oldest school of economics in Poland. It is my personal pleasure because I had the pleasure to meet Mr. Kaneko a long time ago as a young employee of the school here in Warsaw, a dozen of years or so. If my memory serves me well, I participated in at least two scientific seminars with the participation of Mr. Professor. He was, among others, the guest in the faculty or department that is my home department here, following the invitation of Mr. Jacek Prokop. Professor Kaneko visited us a dozen of years or so, and he took part in the meeting of our department. And he also had an open lecture in one of the rooms here in the A building, and I had the pleasure to participate in that seminar back then. And I am so happy that after all this time, from the position of the Dean of the Collegium of the World Economy, I will have a great pleasure, hand in hand with Mr. Rector and the thesis supervisor, to confer and to read in Latin the diploma, the title of Honoris Causa. I am so happy, Mr. Professor, that you joined us during this ceremony. I understand that the journey was really hard. The flight is a dozen or so hours long from Tokyo to Warsaw, but I'm more than convinced that it was worth visiting this beautiful country, beautiful city, and our outstanding, wonderful Warsaw School of Economics here. Poland, Warsaw, and our school, Warsaw School of Economics, that takes pride in this truly historical building, our campus. We have so many attractions to offer, and I am more than convinced that this week spent here will prove to be really successful and nice to you, Mr. Professor, and I wish you all the best. Thank you so much. And right now, I am going to move on to the actual reading of the diploma. This will be a challenge. May this be successful and enriched by fate under the highest auspices of the most glorious Republic of Poland. Oui, Piotr Wachowiak, PhD in economic sciences, university professor in College of Management and Finances, the Honorable Rector. Mariusz Pruchniak, PhD in economic sciences, professor in the Collegium of World Economy, the distinguished dean. Ordinary professor Jacek Prokop, PhD in economic sciences, university professor in the Collegium of World Economy, extraordinary professor, the lawfully appointed thesis supervisor. Pursuant to the resolution of the Senate of the Warsaw School of Economics dated the 28th of September 2022. Hereby, we would like to confer to Professor Mamoru Kaneko for his most outstanding contribution to the development of scientific cooperation and academic cooperation between Poland and Japan, especially in the realm of social sciences. Hereby, we would like to confer the title of the Doctor of Honoris Causa. The title and the honors, rights, and privileges, and for the purposes of authenticating this title in eternal memory of the event, we made sure that this diploma is confirmed by the seal of the main Warsaw School of Economics. Warsaw, the 3rd of April, 2023. That's the date. The current distinguished rector, Piotr Wachowiak, as well as Mariusz Pruchniak, the distinguished dean, and the thesis supervisor, Jacek Prokop. Let's give a big round of applause. I was able to see that Mr. Rector Mariusz Molik was making sure that there were no mistakes, and he was nodding his head, confirming that it was all in perfect order. So right now, please stand up, because right now we are about to confer, to award the diploma. Right now, I am going to read the Latin sentence that in Polish reads as follows. Right now, there are no obstacles to offer this honor of the Warsaw School of Economics, to offer it to you. Hence, I am going to appoint you the Doctor of Honoris Causa, and I am about to announce it, which means that I'm going to confer all the rights and obligations onto you. And in order to confirm it, I have this diploma that has a seal of the Warsaw School of Economics, and hereby I am conferring it to you. So we are about to commence the ceremony of conferring the title and the diploma.
Itaque iam nihil impedin quominus honores scole principis centarium economicarium et commerci tibi imperatimus. Ergo ego te doctorem honoris causa creo creacume remuntio omnia doctoris honoris causa iura ac privilege in de confero in iusque fidem hoc diploma scola principis centarium economicarium et commerci sigillo et signitum tibi in manus trado. Proszę o zajęcie.
Please take your seats.
So now I will ask the professor Mamoru Kaneko to give a lecture, please. Proszę państwa, prosimy o cierpliwość, bo ładu.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be patient, because the presentation is being loaded. I believe that we are all so happy that the professor became our honoris causa doctor, which means that our Warsaw School of Economics family became larger. And this is our 33rd honoris causa doctor.
I'm so honored by receiving the honorary doctorate from Warsaw School of Economics. Thank you so much for bringing me here and introducing my academic career. I want to express my great gratitude to you, Jacek, and the other people here. I thought about what I should talk in this lecture. In fact, I have been hiding my starting research thought for a long time because it is a terrible idea. So it, however, is a time to talk about my thought because it is directly related to the present world problem we are facing. I thought shown, the thought is shown in the title of the lecture. The title of the lecture is The Nash Social Welfare Logic and Inductive Game Theory, an application on the Russian invasion of Ukraine. I start with section one here. My main research activity started the Nash Social Welfare Theory, on which I worked with Kenjiro Nakamura. The results were published in two papers with him. The NSW function is given as formula one. It is a sum of log of utility differences, where N is a set of people in the entire world. U is a list of UTT functions. X0 is a worst state of the world called the origin. X is a candidate of alternative world state to be evaluated using the NSW function. The theory led me to various questions on its applications to practical and social problems, as well as foundational questions on its ethical and normative status. The paper assumed the origin X0 as the worst state for the all individuals that we can imagine. For example, all the members of the world die. Around that time, I found Hobbes 1951, Leviathan. I was convinced that the NSW theory would be the right way to discuss world social justice. Around 1982, I discovered Einstein's principle of the world peace. This was published in some book of his letters published in 1948, maybe 51. The objective of avoiding the total destruction of the world must have priority over any other objective. The total destruction of the world became feasible with the use of nuclear bombs during the 1940s and 50s. While Hobbes's state of nature was the practically worst case in the 17th century, the world of that time was infinite relative to the scope of people. In the NSW theory, the total destruction corresponds to the worst state X0. The origin X0 is evaluated as X equal X0, formula 2. So this function takes the value minus infinity. If a worldwide alternative X includes the genocide of a group of people, the function W takes the value minus infinity 2. This X is the same as the origin X0 with respect to NSW theory. So I will examine the genocide in Ukraine committed by Russian later. At that time, my knowledge was limited. I was not able to have a systematic thought on the NSW theory. I did not understand Hobbes' social contractarian theory from his state of nature to the absolutist state. I raised the following naive questions. Question one. Because NSW function is real-valued, its application to a social problem can be formulated as a simple maximization of W function. However, this is too simplistic. What kind of alternatives X should the Nash NSW function be applied to? Now, we go to page 3. Question 2. Actually, so this lecture note has page 7. So, okay, question 2. Formally, the NSW theory is a different but equivalent formulation of Nash 1950 bargaining solution. The literal aim of the NSW theory is to study social welfare rather than bargaining. Why do they have equivalent structures? What are the substantive differences? In the 1980s, the problem of rationality became popular in the game theory community due to Zeltin. The studies in this area, however, examined the stability of an equilibrium and or representation of beliefs and knowledge. It was developed in the direction of Bayesian game theory and did not directly address the problem of rationality. The term rationality often treated as a synonym to utility maximization. The concept of rationality must be appropriateness of our thinking. We need to consider our thinking more directly. Gradually, I made up my mind to study logic. Around 1984, I started studying logic seriously. I need quite some time to start understanding what logic is. But finally, I discovered that logic is intimately related to our intellectual activities, in that symbolic manipulations express intended meaning. Here, I have a good example. One day, I observed a small child answered literally to the question. The question is, "How old are you?" asked by some person. So he answered, "I am 2 years and 3 months old." Of course, he was unable to explain the meaning of his answer, but it was correct. If we ask ourselves whether we are different from that boy, I find that our knowledge is similar, only with differences in degree. The basic postulate of logic begins with the idea of symbolic operations, which is radical treatment of bounded rationality. Now Q1 can be answered. The detailed maximization of NSW function could be meaningful only when the number of people n is small, for example 2 or 3. When n is large, such as the population of a nation, NSW function can be applied to a choice of an institution, ignoring detailed differences among people. Other than institutions, an application of the Nash social NSW function offers only a choice for extreme alternatives, such as whether to stop genocide or not, neglecting almost all small details. Now, section 2, bounded rationality, proof theory, and inductive game theory. Around 1985, I met a proof theorist, Takashi Nagashima, and started working on game logic with him. The proof theory deals with a pure form of logic. The papers with him focused on critique on logical thinking involved in game theory. Later, Nobuyuki Suzuki and Tai Wei Fu, there, raise hand. Yeah, he is shy. I forgot this place. And I have developed epistemic logic with more emphasis on finiteness. Around 1995, I started working on inductive game theory with Akihiko Matsui and Jeffrey Klein. This theory interprets symbolic pieces of information as a source for understanding in social context. This shares idea of patterned behavior with convention of Neumann Morgenstern and David Lewis. The above development raised the following question. So we have appealed the calculation result to the simple maximization from the NSW function by referring to our intuition. What is this intuition? Or does each of us have the source for intuition, such as morality in mind? The same is asked for the Nash bargaining theory. His theory with two persons is understood as a result calculated by each logically rational player. The first question of Q3 is answered in that intuition is based on calculations by logical ability of our mind based on required rules such as Nash axioms. This differs from the assumption that some morality is hidden in our mind. Our logical ability is bounded, but when the situation is simple, such logical thinking works. The second question of Q3 was affirmatively answered. Now, what is morality in our ordinary lives? This has two sides. One side is answered to Q3. That is logical thinking. The other is social. Morality has been emerging in human relations. IGT starts with this view. Kaneko Matsui paper studied the relation between discrimination as behavior patterns and prejudice as exposed rationalization. Once morality is accepted in society, people follow it as a behavioral principle. So may I have water? Okay, it is open. Mm. Section 3, Barbarity from Histories and Orwellian Denial of Truth. When I had the news on Russian invasion of Ukraine, the genocide there, I was shocked very much. Since then, Russian barbarity has persisted up to now. The question is, how do we understand the Russian behavior from the viewpoint of NSW theory, logic, and IGT? Many assertions by Putin and his fellows have puzzled me. The words Russia and Ukraine are reversible in their assertions. These remind me George Orwell's 1984, which describes authoritative state and its severe surveillance together with language control. The following question can be raised. Question 5. How do we understand the assertions of showing no respect for truth and reality? Up to now, Putin has coherently shown that he wants to change the world state X before 2022 into the new state Y, so that the Ukrainian people are eliminated and Ukraine becomes a part of Russia. That is, the new UTT levels are given in the inequalities number 3. So why is a new state is the worse than X0 for Ukrainian people? And why is better than X0 for Russian people? Here, one basic postulate of the NSW theory is that all the people in the world want to avoid origin X0, which corresponds to Einstein's peace principle. This world alternative Y gives the same value minus infinity as the origin X0. We ask the following question. So do we count the people who show inequalities 3 as a member of the world? Can such people exist in general? Is Putin exceptional? The first question could be negatively answered by Constitution of World Federal Government. It states such people should be eliminated from the world unless they change their behavior and thoughts to be compatible with constitutions. So WFG will be explained slightly later. And the second question is purely positive scientific question. And it is rephrased as, may such people culture be created in world together with historical background? Russian history shows extremely barbaric incidents continuously under authoritarian regime from its beginning. Such historical background have created moral values for the governing classes to treat other people as objects and animals. The implication of IGT is that human beliefs and morality are products of historical and social interactions, and the beliefs are derived after observing social patterns of behavior. Finally, I return to Q5, which deals with the lack of respect for truth and reality. In severe authoritarian regime, the value of survival is more important than truth. Even people's thought may become so controlled that it becomes impossible to think about truth or reality, which is well expressed a language control in George Orwell's 1984. For example, by eliminating the word revolution, the nation would be free from revolution itself. The people who have grown up such circumstances give very little values to reality and truth. Now, so I have a conclusion of the lecture. I described the development of my research on the NSW theory. To understand the theory more deeply, I have worked on logic and the IGT. I mentioned their applications and implications as well as those of NSW theory to understand the phenomena caused by the Russian invasion. For a long time, I got stuck on the idea of world government, though I have vague ideas to deny this notion. Only a few years ago, I found this should be replaced with the concept of world federal government. This suggests it consists of independent nations and should be governed by the constitution of WFG, which should be coherent with the NSW theory, together with the restrictions mentioned in this lecture. Oh, sorry. Now, page 7. The NSW theory, together with WFG, forms a social contractarian theory for the entire world. Its constitution should have various non-detailed statements, such as avoiding terrible incidents like genocide, famine, etc. An implication of the Nash bargaining theory and the origin X0 is that each person should have total independence and freedom because each is given integrity equally comparable to the entire world. So that comes from that X0, the entire total destruction of the world. This prohibits treating people as objects and animals. Now, finally, the democracy and the market economy are key institutions and tools for the practical management for the world. The Hobbes' time, neither democracy nor market economy was practiced. In the present world, they are indispensable, while having certain drawbacks. Majority rule is the foundation of democracy, but minority people may be discriminated against. And economics teaches the Pareto optimality is achieved through market economy, but it may lead to serious inequalities as well as worldwide problems such as global warming. So we should study carefully constraints on democracy and the market economy. Okay, the last word. So today I tried to convey my theoretical thoughts from 1976 to now. Specifically, I talked about the integrity of each person and the independence of each nation. These are directly applied to Ukraine, and they do not recommend easy compromise. In the Ukraine case, a ceasefire without going back to the state 2014 gives a moratorium period to the Russia, and after it, perhaps Russia will start another invasion. I had the Senate of SGH has started the procedure of awarding honorary doctorate to President Zelensky. Is that too much? Is that okay? Yes. Sorry. Yeah. So I myself entirely support him and Ukraine from my sincere heart and theoretical thinking. So my theories help us think about those basic problems of the present world, but they need more systematic thoughts from foundations to practical applications. It is a long way to go. So I finish my this lecture with a quotation from Hippocrates of ancient Greece. Life is short, the art long, opportunity fleeting, experience unreliable, judgment difficult. Thank you. I would like to thank to Dr. Honoris Causa Professor Mamuro Kaneko for an interesting speech. Thank you. A teraz, proszę państwa, wystąpi.
And now we will hear the choir of the Warsaw School of Economics. They are ready. They prepared a special gift The choir prepared this special gift for our new honoris causa doctor. This is a new piece of music, so we keep our fingers crossed for you. That was a song in Japanese. The song was written by a Polish author. At such moments, I always observe the rector, Klaudiusz Baran, because for me and for the choir, this is a really strong stage fright. And Tomasz Nyk is the employee of the rector, so double stage fright. But the reactions were good, it seems to me, or even very good. So you do not need to look for a new job. Once again, congratulations to our choir. Thank you very much for the participation in this event.
Welcome, Professor, to Warsaw School of Economics family. I am very fed, happy and congratulations again. Mogą być prawa.
And I encourage you to congratulate, to give a congratulation letters to the professor and to write a word in our commemorating book. Now I would like to ask you to the column room for a small snack, and hereby I close this sitting of the Senate, and thank you very much.